So what happens when resurrection power fills not just Sunday, but every ordinary moment, giving you hope, courage, and righteousness to shape the culture wherever you go? Are you drawing your confidence and hope from changing circumstances or from the dunamis, dynamic power of the gospel message living inside of you today? Let's dive in. Good morning and welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Check us out at fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. Hey, if you're enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this in your huddle. We know that if we change our hearts, we're going to change the public square. We're living in Washington State, and there's so much going on around our state that just seems very contrary to a biblical worldview. And we know that we can't out-debate people. We can't out-argue people. We can't out-scream people. We can't out-yell people. What we can do is enter into the public square with the gospel message and see hearts changed, lives changed, perspectives changed by the word of God, by the power of God, and that will in turn change everything else as the byproduct of that. So I want to encourage you to be involved in being that part of that change and seeing changed hearts. So we have changed public squares, changed policy, that kind of thing. We are in a series called The Gospel, and today is the power of God for salvation. And we're going to look at Romans 1:15 through 17. It says, "So, for my part, I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes." So we're going to hone in on the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. To the Jew first and also to the Greek, for in it, the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. So what is your source of power today? Is it the gospel message? Are you trying to save yourself, or is the gospel the source of what is your salvation today? And so let's talk about that idea of the power of God for salvation. The word power there is the word dunamis, which means that we have the ability to, especially achieving power. All the words derived from the stem from the word duna, which has the meaning of being able or capable. It may even mean to will. So the resurrection power of God dwells inside of you. And let's look at some Bible verses about this. And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life." Now, you may be driving to work right now and you're thinking, how does that apply to me? If you are a Christ follower and Christ dwells in your heart, you must understand something, that that Jesus, who's dwelling inside of you, is the resurrection and the life. He's inside of you. And that is going to have you respond incredibly different when you enter into your workplace today. He says to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." Do you believe this? And that's the same question we can have that Jesus may be asking us today. Do you believe this? Do you believe that the resurrection power of Jesus Christ dwells in your heart? I hope so, because today is the day that you can step out and do something amazing in the public square today, because not because of who you are, but because of who Jesus Christ is inside of you. So that is that gospel message. It says, "What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may increase? May it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it? Or do you not know that all of us who've been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through the baptism into death. So as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life." Today, as you enter in your workplace, as you go out into that marketplace, you are walking in newness of life today. We like to say that the gospel message from 1 Corinthians 15 is death, burial, resurrection, appearance. And he says, hey, if you've been baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, how much more have you been resurrected into newness of life to walk in that newness of life today? And you're going to have an opportunity. The opportunities are going to be endless to be able to walk into what God has for you today and to think about, just to think about for a moment, that you are the newness of life that may walk into that room. You may be the only newness of life that walks into that room. You are the light of the world. Why? Because Christ is shining through you today. And so walk in that newness of life that he gives you today. Peter says it this way, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope." You have a living hope. Now, I run across a lot of people in Washington State where their hope seems to be in the government. Their hope seems to be in whose party is in charge. Their hope seems to be in a lot of different things. But as Christ followers, our hope is in Jesus Christ and Christ alone. The living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. When Jesus resurrected from the dead, it gave us a living hope, not a dead hope, not a party hope, not a Republican hope or a Democrat hope. He gave us a hope in Jesus Christ. And this is where it's powerful because we can simply walk in that living hope today. Because regardless of who's in charge, regardless of who's making up the rules, regardless of the injustices that we are experiencing, the living hope is inside of us. Now, that doesn't mean that we be silent to these issues. That doesn't mean when there's boys competing in girls' sports that we don't say something. That doesn't mean that we don't stand up for the widows or the orphans or those who seem to be overtaxed in our districts or in our society or culture. That doesn't mean that we want bigger government or all those other things. It's just that our hope isn't in those things. But the resurrection power of Jesus Christ is in us. So why do we want those other things? Well, we want them for that the gospel message may go out. We understand that when there's a larger government, the gospel message is suppressed. It's a reality. Look around the world. Anytime you see a tyranny or a tyrant ruling over a land and there's a monopoly or a one-party rule, it seems as if the government suppresses our religious liberties. Yet, when we are Christ followers, we want people to have those good policies so that they can be free to discover who Jesus is and that living hope that's inside of us. So in Romans 8:10, it says, "If Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the spirit is alive because of righteousness." So you are alive because of righteousness today. The spirit of the living God dwells inside of you. And my hope, my very, very hope today is that you will feel alive as you enter into that workplace today, knowing that as you sit down at that coffee break and you talk to someone, that this is an opportunity to be light in that moment, to speak truth in that moment, to persuade in that moment for the gospel message. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. Paul in the book of Romans is laying it out so clearly that this power, this dunamis power of the gospel message that dwells inside of us is giving life to our mortal bodies. Now think about that for a moment. Life to this mortal body. You are not a victim to your body. You are a conqueror through Jesus Christ. You have overcome the flesh. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives inside of me. So what's our application for today? The power of the gospel is bringing salvation. You are saved through the dunamis power of the gospel, and it's bringing you salvation. The power of the gospel is bringing you a living hope. You are not in despair today. You are not living under condemnation or under, even if the government has gone the wrong direction, you're not living under that tyranny. You are living under the hope of Jesus Christ, where you stand like Daniel in the lion's den. There's lions all around you. There's oppression all around you. There's all these things pressing in on you. But because of Christ in you, you have hope. You have hope in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, even if you find yourself in exile today. The power of the gospel is bringing you newness of life today. That newness of life isn't coming through your paycheck. That newness of life isn't coming through a relationship. That newness of life is coming only through Jesus Christ and growing in the Word of God today. And finally, as you walk into that public square, the power of the gospel is bringing in righteousness for you today. So think about this. You are God's righteousness, not self-righteousness, not pharmaceutical righteousness, not religious righteousness, But the gospel righteousness, the dunamis power of the gospel dwelling inside of you, that righteousness has walked into your workplace today. You are the gospel expression. Why? Because Christ is in you. And so my hope is this, that today would be a day that you are confident and bold in the things of God, that you stand for truth and righteousness and holiness today, that you do not give in to virtue signaling or give in to making everyone feel good or give in to all these kind of things, but you will stand for what is true, and with great love and compassion, you will speak truth today. And let God be God in the other people's life, and that you walk in that righteousness. You are divinely appointed for such a time as this. Well, I hope this is encouraging to you. Let me pray over you and your day and this idea of the dunamis power of the gospel dwelling inside of you. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for all of us as we go into the workplace today, that you would just allow us to be aware of the very fact that your dunamis power of righteousness, of the gospel message, dwells in us. Give us hope across Washington State once again. Not hope in our government, not hope in our elected officials, not hope in policy, not hope in anything else, but the blood of Jesus Christ and his righteousness. God, let us have hope in him, and let us then take that hope that we have into every sphere of the public square, that we would be able to influence for the gospel message, that we would speak life and truth and righteousness and holiness, that the moral compass that we hold would not be in self-righteousness or pharisaical righteousness, but would be held up under the power of the Word of God and in the gospel of God, and we would simply stand knowing that we are light bearers for you, God, giving salt and persevering in the Word of God, and God, that you would use us as we move forward. Keep us steadfast in our faith today. Give us boldness as the lion, and give us just that little peace and gentleness as the lamb. God, you can cause both things to happen simultaneously. Help us to be good listeners. Help us be bold with our words today and to share you with someone today. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach. But you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.